You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has relaxed its rules on face coverings. They're now only required on public transport, in shops and department stores, and in environments where it's difficult to maintain a physical distance. Premier Daniel Andrews says face coverings must be carried at all times to make it easy for people to wear them when required.
Everyone must carry a mask, unless you've got a medical exemption. Everyone must carry a mask. Masks have been a great insurance policy for us, and they remain as such. We'll have another look at this into January and see whether those rules can change.
Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration says it will be well placed to make decisions on vaccine approvals by the end of next month. Professor John Skerritt says Australia will have access to data from the United Kingdom, which has approved the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use.
Come late January or February, we actually not only will have the data from the clinical trials of 10 to 40,000, depending on the type of trial, people, but we'll also have the real-world experience of several hundred thousand people having had the vaccine. And that'll enable us to know whether or not it's suitable, for example, if you have multiple sclerosis and certain conditions. It'll actually improve the quality of the advice that we can give for Australians.
An international airline crew from the United States is suspected of being the source of an infection for a hotel quarantine cleaner in Sydney. The woman became infected after working at one of Sydney's quarantine hotels. Under the current rules, international airline crew are not required to have COVID-19 tests before arriving in quarantine because many of them only stay for a short period before returning home. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the case highlights the challenges of maintaining the hotel quarantine system and keeping the virus out of the community.
This is a stark reminder about how contagious the disease is, what a risk it is, and also the burden that New South Wales plays day in and day out in managing our quarantine system.
A police officer's error at Sydney Airport enabled a German national and her son to board a plane to Melbourne. The 53-year-old woman and 15-year-old boy are now in quarantine in Melbourne, and passengers on board the flight were forced to go into isolation and get tested. New South Wales police have taken responsibility for the error, with Deputy Commissioner Jeff Loy saying miscommunication was to blame.
We're not suggesting that they lied. There was a language barrier, there was communication issues, and the police officer has admitted the mistake that he didn't check the appropriate exemption forms and the paperwork appropriately.
Victoria stopped receiving return travellers in June after its hotel quarantine failures saw the virus spread through the community and trigger a devastating second wave of infections. To avoid a repeat of that catastrophe, the state has set up an agency, COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria, which has complete oversight of the new program. Its interim commissioner, Emma Kassar, explains the process passengers go through on arrival.
The first step is for all return travellers to sanitise, change their masks, and then there's two levels of health screening. The usual COVID questions and the temperature checking. So if there is symptomatic travellers or people with high temps, they go through to a second health screening, which then determines whether they go to a health hotel or a complex care hotel.
The doctor who detected COVID-19 in the Adelaide community is now back at work. The outbreak saw more than 30 cases. Emergency department doctor Daminihi Turatnam says she's overwhelmed and humbled by the community's support for her efforts in noticing the symptoms in an 81-year-old patient.
During my consultation with her, I noticed her to be coughing. I wanted to get that swab out. It doesn't matter what the result is, but knowing COVID is the big thing that's going on now, that came as part of the test result from the swab. But I didn't expect her to come back as COVID positive.
Western Australia will allow quarantine-free travel from Victoria and New South Wales from the 8th of December. Premier Mark McGowan says he recognises WA's border controls have had consequences for many families.
I want to acknowledge and thank everyone for their patience and understanding, not only in the last week but over the course of the whole year. While our border controls have been one of our most effective weapons in the fight against the virus, they've come with consequences for many families. But the good news is, with confidence and on the basis of the best health advice, we can now take this next cautious and safe step forward.
Meanwhile, travellers from South Australia will be allowed to enter WA without needing to quarantine from Friday, pending no further coronavirus outbreaks. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.